Okay, now let me get it straight. It's Mexican that they don't want to be called, is that right?
Mexican. Mexican.
Mexican?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but Mexican is okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mexican is what they want to be called.
Ah.
Mexican.
Mexican, okay.
And Mexican they don't want to be called.
I get it. Mexican is what they don't want to be called. Okay, I get it. Okay, and if you call them Spanish, I know you call them Spanish, what is that? Is that polite?
Spanish people?
Yeah. Does that mean the same?
That's polite.
Okay. What's people. Another word that's polite?
They call them Mexicans?
Mm-hmm.
All I know is brown.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, brown.
Yeah. What do you think about the term, let's see, you know, you used to hear Latin American.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hear that anymore?
Latin American?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, what?
I hear it, but what you mean by that?
Well, who says it? And is it polite, or?
It's polite.
Okay, okay. What about Mexican American? Do you hear that? I mean, does anybody say that?
It's polite.
Okay.
Mexican-American.
Okay. Now, back to just plain Mexican. Would you consider that to be polite or just neutral?
Mexican. What I would call
Mexican.
It. Mexican. That's polite.
Okay. Okay. If you wanted to find out, you know, the correct way to say something, how would you find out? Would you listen to people around you, or would you... Would you go look up a dictionary? Would you ask an English teacher, or what would you do?
Well, I would look it up in the dictionary. Well, if I was going to school and I had an English teacher, I would ask her.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you think about asking people around you, or I mean just listening to what people around you say?
Well, that could help too a little bit, but sometimes people around you don't know, and you got to ask somebody that has some education, mm-hmm. and, you know, and put something into school.
Do you think you talk different to different people?
No, I don't. I talk to them, you know, the same way I always talk. And words, the way words come out, that's the way I talk.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. I was thinking, like, when you talk, do you talk different to, like, your mother than you would talk to, say, a good friend?
Yes, I talk different from what I would talk to my friend, because some of the things I would tell my mother, you know, it would be more respectful than what I would tell my friend.
Uh-huh. Like what? What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, some like, you know, that a grown-up, you know, that you don't want to hear, you don't want to say it, because it may not be nice to hear from a grown-up, I mean, to hear what a grown-up want to hear. So I would say something, you know, really, you know, uptight if I would say it around my mother. So I would keep it to myself and tell my friend, because me and him is friends. She's an adult.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what about not so much what you talk about, but just sort of the way you say something?
Uh-huh.
Do you know if that'd be different when you talk to your mother from the way you talk to your friends?
Well, I have more respect for my mother and for my friend. You don't, you know, your friend know that you have respect for him, but the things you say, you know, that don't mean you don't have respect for him, but some of the things you say, you know, that, you know, like I would say something like this. I'll tell my mother that I might be coming in about 12 o'clock. And when I tell my friend, I say we might come in around 2 o'clock. So that's something that you don't want your mother to hear.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know.